the ultimate deck podcast. Need a show about outdoor living? This is where it's at, with your hosts Shane Chapman and Wade Laurent. Thank you for tuning in. Now let the show begin. Yeah, yeah, the ultimate deck podcast. Let's go.
Hey, beautiful people, it's Shane and Wade.
Back at it.
Here with a podcast for you. Talk about deck stuff, backyard living, and everything that we do.
Just giving her.
Yeah. What are you looking at there? You're bringing up some... did you get that video on the phone of the
guy? You've been listening to our podcast like you're supposed to be. You'll know that this video is all queued up, ready to roll.
Okay.
So this is...
and they've been waiting for a week at this point by the time they hear this.
Oh, you should have just texted me. I can send it to you. Just text me.
You've only been waiting minutes, but these folks have been waiting a week.
Okay, let me set the stage for you.
Sure.
This is a playoff game.
Okay.
We're at the end of the season. Every game matters. These are 40-year-old men at 11 p.m. and nobody
trying to gets keep the dream alive.
Any recognition, even from their family. No one cares.
Nobody cares.
Whether you win or lose.
My kids care.
But what happens when you put a helmet on is you take your brain out and leave it in your hockey bag and then put your helmet on.
Yeah.
If you didn't wear a helmet, I believe people would play this game much differently.
A little more careful. Yeah.
I don't think anybody would be as dumb as they are. Yep. I don't think anyone would be as tough as they think they are either.
Right. Before you played that one, I know what you're about to show me here, but I saw another video the other day, and it was a same thing, beer league hockey game, and a big scrap started out for some reason in front of a bench.
That guy with the, it was a black jersey team on the bench, and they were like, as hard as you could swing the stick.
Right, just one guy, number seven.
And he broke his stick and then started hitting.
He was just beating the shit out of everybody in front of the bench, from the bench.
From the bench.
All, like, the nine other guys or more.
Did you see the one dude on the blue team, though, that ran in and then just, like, ran him down?
Chased him out and he, like, tried to run away.
Right, because when one of the guys got into the bench, then he was not as powerful anymore.
Right, exactly. He tried to run.
Right, and that guy ran right to the corner and he just, like, he pounded the shit out of him. Yeah. That would have been...
like, there's guys on the ice, like, they're pairing up, right? There's about to be a big brawl. Everybody's pairing up. Everybody's throwing some punches here and there. This dickhead from the freaking bench just starts tomahawking people with his stick. Like, he breaks his stick right away and then continues to beat the shit out of people with his broken stick. Unbelievable. Anyway.
Pretty wild. Okay, so what happens here is this guy is standing in front of the net. He's a forward standing in front of the goalie. And it's a very common play. That's very common.
That's where he should be half the time.
So this goalie takes exception to it and pushes him. Mm-hmm. And then the guy, like, moves forward and kind of skates backwards a little bit to get close again.
Yep. And then the goalie
pushes him harder, like punches him. And then the guy loses his shit. He turns around and he smashes the goalie over the head with his hockey stick.
Goalie had it coming.
And then they fight.
And this is in Regina.
This happened in Regina.
Too bad the people can't see this on the line here.
Okay,
but
here we go. This is when it starts. Push.
Holy man!
And it's
wow!
And it's on. The goalie comes out and they brawl. And the goalie, I would say, wins. I'd say the guy.
That is a wicked two hand. Like, that's worse.
Push.
Like, I was
skate. Push.
Whoa. Oh my god. I was expecting like an over the top, which for some reason I feel like would be less severe. But that was a baseball swing at his head.
Yep.
You should send me that video.
I will.
Something else. What, isn't that crazy? Like, what division was that? Do you know the teams that were involved?
No, I don't.
Wowzers. That's what's the Instagram channel? Beer League Hockey?
Beer League Heroes.
Beer League Heroes. It's full.
Beer _ League _ Heroes.
Full of good stuff in there.
Wild one out of Regina. The Beer League hero in the yellow jersey is a complete psycho.
Like, that'll be a...
The goalie ate that baseball swing.
Oh, my God.
I won't be heading to Saskatchewan anytime soon for a game of puck. This was Division D1.
That was my, like, we don't play that division anymore, but that was my, so I might know those teams. I've been gradually slipping down the divisions the last couple of years, but we used to play D1.
Like, I can't even.
That's wild.
Yeah. Anyways, now I follow those guys.
So a guy I played hockey with a couple years ago. He ended up like on that site or like a site like that, like renowned, like world famous because of shit he did. And it was the same kind of thing. He took a two hand swing with his stick at like not on the goalie, but just like neutral zone, like just drilled the guy over the head, dropped him. And that ended up on the same thing. It's like he ended up famous. And was like,
do you have,
I played on our team.
Speaking of that, do you have a Live Barn on your phone?
I don't have an account. No.
You should get Dan to look up my game. So that was, I played yesterday.
Oh, to get your golf swing.
Yeah. You could look that up almost for sure. So how long does the video stay up for?
I don't know that.
So I played at 3:30.
Like for sure, like more than a day or two.
Yeah. So I played at 3:30 yesterday afternoon. So like at 4:15, I could just fast forward right to the near the end of the game and he'd be able to watch that.
Like when, like end of the third period?
Yeah, I think there was like,
we said there's like 5 minutes.
I think there was like five.
So you should text me those details and I'll send it to Dan and be like, look this up.
And you'll see me. I'll be laying on the ice, and then all of a sudden it's just like, oh yeah.
Funny stuff. Our game, like one of our, we got some meatheads on our team that like to cause some shit. And guy did, he did cause a little shit yesterday. He took a penalty, but Brett, he got in it. The reason he was so mad is because he got like run into our own goalie. Like I didn't see it, but he says he got like knocked over into our own goalie, like on top of Dogger. And that pissed him off. He got up and like play was over. I think had blown. I think maybe Dogger covered the puck after that or something like that. And so the play was dead. And then Brett just comes like out of nowhere and just two hands the guy right in the face, like sent him like off his feet down to the ground. There's a big scrum and he took a 4 minute. And, that was the end of that. But like that's just like how we play. That happens almost every
you
game with
look
him.
Up his stats. You should see how many penalty minutes he gets.
Yeah, it'd be significant. Yeah,
I thought there was a rule in the league that when you hit a certain amount of penalty minutes, you were done. They like kicked you out for the year.
I believe there is, but like he knows where that is too, though, and he would turn it off for like I remember, I think last year
he would turn it off. There's no way guys that are like that can't turn it off.
Actually, you're right, but I believe that last year he was at that point where it was like he couldn't even take a tripping penalty. And he'd be out. He'd be over. And so I remember him playing like all of a sudden super clean, keeping his nose clean. It's like, so he could.
And you're just like, but play maybe like that nothing, all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe because nothing triggered him in that game.
Actually, you don't even have to play like that all the time. Play like that half the time.
Right.
So be a piece of shit. Anyways.
Anyway, we're doing pretty good with keeping these rants to about 7 or 8 minutes here. So let's just move on.
Third podcast.
There is a ton of shit product in the market.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
So we're going to talk about that. Okay. A little bit, but just specifically about composite decking.
Is this because of the ad you just saw running in Regina?
Which one? I don't know if I saw one, but it's like, yeah.
Remember when Lowe's went under?
Oh, yeah, that one.
And then there's this one company that bought all their decking. Yeah.
Here we are 5 years later, they're still trying to sell that shit off.
God damn, every time I drive past there's just stacks of it.
This is exactly what we're going to talk about, is that kind of material. So here's how you find it. Generally, it's at box stores, number one. But anyways, you're right. There was a brand that the boxer sold. It was imported shit, and one of the Lowe's locations closed here, and Lowe's actually called us, or the liquidation company they were working with or something, called us, and we're like, would you guys like to buy all this decking? And I was like, no. They're like, it's like 10 cents on the dollar. I was like, absolutely not. You can make a ton of money on this. It's like, no, thank you. I wouldn't take it for free. I literally wouldn't take it for free because I've got a brand and a reputation to hold up. This store does.
Yep.
We're building something here, and it does not include shit that falls apart in 2 years and needs replaced, and it has a bunch of angry customers behind it. Absolutely not. You couldn't give it to me. So we didn't, but there was a...
And they tried, because I think at one point, I think the last offer was 10 cents a foot.
Yeah, it was cheap. They damn near tried to give it to us. But they found a buyer, and so the buyer was like... I feel like calling them a lumberyard is a bit of a stretch, but they're like a... hardware store of sorts. I don't know how much stuff they actually stock and carry. But anyways, it's a building supply store, they call it.
It's a building supply store.
I just don't know how much like lumber and stuff they have. But anyways, they bought it all. And this place, you just saw like mountains of this decking stacked up.
Like there was so
in their
much.
Lane. And yeah, we're here 5 years later. They're still running ads with it. Every summer you see stuff pops up and it's like, cheapest price in Canada.
Like I don't think they've sold any since they took it.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. They probably get to sell the same customers over and over and over again. Every two, three years, they get to replace it with some Nor.
It's just horrific stuff. And it's like, and it looks like shit in the yard because it had plastic wrap on it. The plastic's all destroyed. And so you know for sure that it's fading away like crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Phew. So anyways.
Dodged a bullet there. Good job.
Oh, yeah. There is a lot of trash composite decking in the market. And there's a lot of really good composite decking in the market. Like most products, there's good and bad. But it's... if you're not in it and you don't know what to look for, it can be hard to avoid getting burnt. And so generally homeowners, when they start looking at stuff, where do they go? They go to the box stores and they look and see what's on the shelf, and then they see a price point that sounds sweet, and then they buy it, and you don't think the box store is going to steer you wrong. But
I just like, I can't.
But they do. And then there's the other, it's not just the box stores. There's also plenty of like importers popping up in strip malls and like just these little tiny, like it's an office and they bring imported cans of decking over and they sell it super cheap. And then they find a market and people fall for that too. Cause they find it on Facebook Marketplace or something. Like this is the bad idea. Why are you, don't shop for it on Facebook Marketplace. First of all,
I'm just like, I'm listening to you talk about it. And
it just sounds dumb.
Like
you're asking for it.
Absolutely know the people that purchase this decking. The people that purchase this decking absolutely know that they've bought bad product. That's what I think. I believe that. And you won't be able to convince me otherwise. And here's why I think they know. They go in to the box store and they look at composite decking.
Yep.
And they see brand name product by one of the big four or five or whatever, however many you want to call them.
Because typically box stores do carry at least one, like a good brand. It's
like TimberTech.
They'll have an agreement with Trex or TimberTech.
Or Decorators, maybe, right?
Yeah.
And so there will be brand name product in there.
Yep.
And that stuff is going to be expensive in relation to the other stuff you're about to see.
Yeah.
Because here's what happens. You first look at the nice stuff. And you like it. And you're like, this looks great. This is composite. It's 25-year warranty, 25-year structural warranty. This is like, this is fantastic. What a great looking board this is.
Yeah.
And the price is $8 a lineal foot. And you're like, holy, I started adding that up. That square foot is $20 a square foot. And then you got fasteners. This is way too much money. Yep. I can't buy this. Now my deck is too much money. Okay. Well, they have this other stuff. Let's go look at that. And you walk over there and you look at it. And it's like, well, it's not as vibrant. The surface doesn't feel that good. It doesn't feel that great. It's different. Oh, but it's only $2.99 or $1.50 a foot. Well, that's way better. $1.50 a foot's fantastic.
Can't be that much worse.
Right. How much worse could it be?
It just looks worse. But it can't be worse.
What's the warranty? It's like, I don't know. It doesn't even say. It doesn't say what the warranty is. Oh, okay. Who manufactures it? It doesn't say that either. It has a name, but it's not, I've never recognized it.
Yep.
Now Google that name. Stop what you're doing. Google the name. And that's it. It'll just not ever open anything. You'll never find anything about it.
It doesn't actually exist.
It doesn't exist in the world. And so, like, it's awful stuff. You know that the price is too good. You know that it doesn't feel as good in your hand. And you're right. Trust your instinct on this. It is bad. And you're about to be really frustrated. You think you won. You didn't win.
Go down the aisle a little bit and pick up the treated decking and put that on. You'd be way better off.
I ended up telling a guy that this was, 3 years ago in the store. And he ended up going over to the other lumberyard and buying the stuff but he brought it in. He brought a sample of it in and was like, listen, this is the product I want. I want to use composite and I want you guys to sell it to me. And I was like, okay, what do you have? And he handed me a sample and I was just like, and I just handed it right back to him. I was like, nope, I'm not selling. We don't have that. And I don't carry it for number of reasons. You should just buy a cedar deck. I was like, cedar deck boards are the same price right now.
Yep.
And the cedar will last longer. I promise you. And it's stronger and it's, full thickness, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, no, I don't want to stain it. And I was like, right. But in 3 years from now, you're going to remove all that shit. It's coming off. And he was just like, I won't take it off. I was like, yeah, your stairs will all be broken. Like you'll walk through it, it'll break.
Yeah. You won't have the option.
And so those, like your stairs will be toast. So that's coming off for sure. And I know that because I've replaced them.
We've had people bring some of that crap back to our store.
Yes.
We used to keep a few pieces in the back just to be like,
just for fun.
Here's what other customers have brought back. That was only 2 or 3 years old. My mom had it in her house when she bought it. It was only a couple years old from presumably the box store down the street.
Yep.
And just I took it all off because it was all cracked and moldy and like had like blistering on it. It was like strange stuff. Anyway, here's what to look for. We're going to try to help you. First of all,
in case you're not sure how we feel about it,
go to a place that can help you, first of all, because the box store ain't it. And if you're going to go to the box store and buy your decking, fine. Just make sure you get the good brand that they carry. Because often, I don't know if it's like this ever, but often here they'll carry one good brand and then one crap brand.
So then buy the good brand.
So buy the good one, fine. I can't say always that the good brand that you're getting at a box store is the same as the good brand that you're getting at the lumberyard necessarily, because sometimes, you know how like when you go to buy a power tool, a drill at a box store?
Yeah.
It's not the same drill. You're like, oh, I'm going to get this DeWalt drill, and DeWalt's really good, so therefore, and why would I, this one's only $150, and the one at the hardware store was $450.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to buy it from Home Depot. Look how much better their price is. Like, yeah. You're not buying the same. Yes, it's got the same name on it, and they're both yellow.
Yeah.
But this one's manufactured in China, and it's all plastic components. Chuck's plastic. Everything about it's plastic.
Right.
And it's got a 1.5 amp battery. And then the one you're buying from the hardware store is all metal, heavy duty, meant to last forever, and has a 4 amp battery.
Right.
Like, it's not the same thing.
They're not the same.
Sometimes that happens with composite decking, too. I would say that I haven't really seen that with Trex. Usually Trex or TimberTech, I don't think. But I have seen it with decorators.
Yep.
Where the product that they manufacture for the box store is different than the product they manufacture. So, for example, the Pioneer line, sometimes people see, like, they come to a place like ours or a lumberyard, and they're like, oh, Decker's Voyage, that stuff looks really nice. I really like everything about it. And then they go to the box store, and they're like, oh, Decker's Pioneer. Well, it looks really similar to the Voyage. Like, it's a little bit cheaper. I'll just get this.
Yeah.
But what you don't know is that it's manufactured exclusively for them. And there's a few reasons for it. One, it's a scab width. It's 5.25 inches wide, not 5.5. Yep. So it's cheaper per linear foot. Yeah, because there's less board there.
There's less there.
Per square foot, nearly identical. You're just going to have to use a few extra fasteners, which means your price might actually end up being $10 more.
Yep.
You don't get the same warranty. So Voyage comes with a full warranty and full removal and replacement warranty. You don't get that removal and replacement warranty on their product at Home Depot. If you're a contractor, you don't get to collect any of your contractor perks on the Pioneer stuff at Home Depot.
Yep.
You do get it on Voyage. Like, there's just like, they trim a bunch of stuff out, so you're getting a watered down version of what you're seeing elsewhere. So just know that. If you're okay with that, then fine, but you're getting a lesser product.
It's totally fine.
But the real issue comes when you're dealing with the stuff that's not brand name at all. Anyways, so here's what to look for. Poor aesthetic and finish. This is the first thing to look for. It often looks shittier. And that's not to say that a good product can't look shittier too, because if you're comparing, you know, Trex Signature to Trex Enhanced Basics.
Clamshell. Yeah.
Enhanced Basics is going to look a lot shittier than Trex Signature, just for a reason.
Yeah. The cap isn't as good a plastic. And
right.
So.
So it doesn't mean the board is trash through and through, just based purely on aesthetic. But what I can tell you is no $2 imported board that's low quality ever looks amazing. So look at it first of all, and if it looks kind of cheap and shitty and plasticky, then that's a red flag.
Trust your gut.
There's one red flag.
The finish is not good. It's always a bad finish.
I was gonna go to that, and I was like, that can probably come up in a second in another thing. But so let's move on. So lack of durability. This is kind of hand in hand a little bit. Pick at it. A little bit. If there's a sample there, even if there's not a sample there, the box stores have it sitting on the shelf.
Yeah.
You can see it right there. Dig your fingernail into it a little bit.
Yep. Just on the end.
These boards are often capped now with a protective cap layer. See if that like stays on there real good when you pick at it.
Yep.
Because sometimes it doesn't. And so if you're...
Like it always does if you don't pick at it. It just always stays.
Maybe. But it's like, here's the thing. You're going to walk on this deck. Yep. With something harder than your fingernail.
And you're going to move chairs around.
So if it can't withstand your fingernail in the store, like it's going to look like trash in maybe a month, but in at least a couple of years, it's going to look pretty beat up. And if you're able to peel that protective cap off with your fingernail, then all it takes is one little snag in that and you've started like peeling paint essentially. Once the paint starts peeling.
It's coming off.
Yeah.
It's all coming off.
So that's a concern if you don't have that. And then how you know, like what a really good indicator is look at that price card or the sticker on the board and look for that warranty. We talked about this not too long ago. Look for the warranty. What's the warranty on it? Doesn't say anything? Then run. Because any company that's selling a decent product is going to boast their warranty. That should be a selling feature of the product is the warranty that backs it.
Absolutely.
If there's no talk of warranty, it's because they're hiding it or it doesn't have one. Or we've always said too, since the day we opened, if it's anything less than 25 years, run.
Run.
Because every good brand that we've ever come across offers at least a 25-year warranty.
Yep.
25, 30, 40, 50, lifetime.
Right.
25 is the starting point for a good warranty on a product that actually might stick around for a brand and a company that has faith in their board. These 10-year warranties, which is often what you see at some of this Boxer crap, is a 10 or a 15-year warranty.
Yep.
You're buying a composite deck. You're spending the money on a composite deck because you don't want to have to replace it in 10 years like you would a wood deck. That's the whole point.
Yep. You will be. You will be replacing this in 10 years.
Then where is that? Before I get ahead of myself, where is that? Okay, fine. You're like, 10 years is fine. If something goes wrong, we still get 10 years. Where are you phoning?
Yeah.
To get that warranty claim done?
Not Rona.
If that number doesn't start with a 1 and then 3-digit area code, you don't have a warranty.
Yeah, and the box stores aren't helping you. Don't, like, if they tell you they are, they're not. I know how the warranty claim process works. You don't, what happens is you don't work with where you purchased it. You work with the manufacturer. We can help you. We can provide you the original receipts and we can help facilitate that and try to take some of the pain points away. But the warranty claim is between you and the manufacturer, not you and the seller.
I went to, years ago, I went on a TimberTech plant tour and one of the guys was down there and I can't remember, like I wouldn't want to say it out loud anyway, but he was from like Eastern Canada, the Maritime somewhere, and he owned a lumber yard out there. And it was a franchise under a banner.
Yeah, okay.
Box store.
Yep.
You'd might be able to piece it together. Most people maybe wouldn't. Think big box store in Canada that's like that has independent locations too. And he was super frustrated because they corporate as being under that banner required him to carry this crap that we're talking about or something similar to this crap that we're talking about.
Yep.
But the box store banner was like, you are on your own to replace everything that like that fails. Like basically fully acknowledging that like, yeah, we know it's shitty. We know it's going to fail. You have tons of warranty claims. We don't warrant it. It's yours. Well, I don't want to carry it then. You have to.
Yeah. It's the privilege of being under our banner.
Have to carry it. It's like, we get tons of calls on it. It's like, yeah, so you're on the hook for that. We can't make money on this stuff. Not our problem. So anyways, that was like, that's
like,
shitty.
What do you do with that?
So that's what you're getting when you buy this stuff. That's like 10, 15 year warranty and it's made
as overseas. The owner of that. So like, what would you do with that? As the owner of that store, what would you do?
Like try really hard in the store to not let people buy that one. Sell them something else. Like
really? I think I'd sell it at 10 cents a foot. And just get it out the door as fast as I could.
But you're just inviting problems back, though. Like, I wouldn't want the problem in the first place.
Just be like, don't. You can't call
Let
me.
It go stale.
Or give them the head office phone number. Be like, phone head office.
Yeah. I don't know what you do with that.
You could change your banner.
But anyways, looks shitty. Might be shitty. No warranty. Definitely shitty.
Where is it manufactured?
Yeah. How long is the warranty? What does it cover?
What does the warranty cover?
Because again, good warranties, so that we should talk about that a little bit. What is a warranty supposed to cover? Well, obviously structural integrity of the board. It shouldn't fall apart. But also, today's products now, composite decking, should not be fading and staining.
Period.
Every good product is manufactured now with UV inhibitors in it and a process and materials that don't fade and stain in the sun. Like, are we talking technically, scientifically, will it fade over 25 years? Yeah, but to an allowable extent. Where you could replace a board if you had to. Let's say you drop a
hot ember on it.
Sure. And melt a board and you have to replace it. The new board's going to go in. It's not going to look much different than the rest of the boards, even 8 years down the road.
Yeah.
And it won't stain. So you flip your burger off the barbecue and it lands in the greasy spot in the deck. You just wipe it up. Whereas
do it that day,
older
though.
Composites, yeah, you're not supposed to leave it for a lot of time. But I've had my composite there for years, and I've absolutely not cleaned up messes, and like they're gone, they're fine. But you're not supposed to. But poor products will stain immediately. A grease stain is like a grease stain on anything, on clothes, or whatever. It's like once it hits, it's too late. You don't just wipe it up.
It's over. Then you just have to grease the rest of your deck. Actually, that's what you do.
So your warranty should cover staining, fading,
mold,
structural mold, potentially, and some of them even cover an install. They're so confident in their product that it's like, oh no, this is good. But if for whatever reason there's a manufacturer defect in a batch, we'll even pay to have somebody replace it for you. That's how confident we are that there's nothing going to go wrong with this deck.
Yeah.
So like that's pretty good. Obviously, check the negative reviews and feedback. So the first you mentioned before is like, look them up. Nothing. It's like, okay, well, that's a red flag too. But maybe there's something. And so make sure
there's an outside chance that the like corporate built a landing page. Like you might come across a landing page.
You might, yep. But what I will, the caveat to this, I will say, is that make sure that the reviews you're looking at are relevant time-wise as well. So make sure they're recent. Because for two reasons. Things might have been shitty before and they're good now, or things might have been good before and they're shitty now.
Right.
So you don't want to rely solely on the number of stars because you don't know what context those stars were earned. Mm-hmm. And a good example is that we hear somewhat, like not frequently, but like once in a while, is Trex. Because if you search for Trex warranty claims or warranty issues, you will absolutely find them because Trex went through their first generation product, did have a lot of warranty claims. They did have some product that failed.
Yep.
So if that's what you go in looking for, you will find that. And if that's what you read and you're like, oh, that's crap, you're not paying attention to the fact that the article you read was from 2007 or 2011.
Yeah, and then
not the newer product.
That they paid out a huge warranty claim and they fought back and changed their board and now have a great product.
Yeah. And so we've dealt with a number of customers over the years that came in. We're like, okay, well, I had a Trex deck 15 years ago. It had some flaking issues, which is one of the things that would happen. And Trex cut me a check to replace it. And so they would just get money and they just pay for a new product. It didn't even have to be Trex. Like they just got a check. So they got to replace it. So it's like, okay, well, at least they had failures. That's sometimes it happens. But at least they backed it up with their warranty as they should and did the right thing.
Yep.
That's where the warranty matters. So but look for negative reviews. Make sure that they're relevant and timely. I know that our opinions over years have changed. There used to be like there's some brands we pumped tires of big time in the past. Not as strong a fan of anymore for reasons. Quality control has slipped. The way the company operates, not great. Not as much of a fan anymore. So that can happen too. Number four, subpar material composition. So composite means that there's multiple materials that make up this deck board. Traditionally, it was wood and plastic. Yep. And then it was like wood plastic core with a pure plastic cap. Now you've got like mineral plastic, fiberglass plastic, bamboo plastic. You got all sorts of fillers in there. So what is the board rice hull? Like like all sorts of things that they'll fill in this stuff.
Like those guys put anything in there.
Yeah. Just about anything. So a lot of it's recycled. You want to know what's going into the board. It isn't. I don't know that I can say that there's one composition that's historically bad. I've not heard great things about rice hulls. I know that there's been some issues and some brands that like don't have a good reputation, and the commonality between them is like, well, the rice hulls absorb too much water or something. I don't know what's wrong with them, but I've heard that one's not the greatest. And it's also pretty tough to find this information out because the label's not really going to say it. The label's not going to be like this. Some of them do. Some of them will say like Evlast, for example, is like bamboo infused composite decking. It's like, oh, it's bamboo in it. Yep. Deckers would say mineral based composite or Surestone, whatever they want to call it now. So they're telling you what's in it. Yep. The traditional guys like Trex and TimberTech don't really have to. It's like they still make it the way like
they always did.
It was always wood plastic composite. It still is.
Yep.
So there's that kind of thing, but you want to know what's in it. And also this point here is too, is like if the product feels unusually light or flimsy. And before I'm just going to look in here,
just like actually squeeze it. Some Maybe of the stuff is so bad. You can actually flex it with your hand.
And so
you can feel it.
A sidebar to this is the profile of the board itself, which we didn't have on the list here, but that's absolutely a way to tell. anything hollow core, gigantic red flag. Hollow core is a red flag and a really strong red flag.
Yeah, it doesn't. There are products that have hollow core or like tubes through the middle of it, if you will. But those are fine. Like, you can find information about them, some of them.
Yeah.
You'll be able to find the information about it. You'll be able to find the warranty. But that's always a really good start to wonder.
I'm still not convinced because I don't think I've seen a good product yet with this profile that's how to describe this. So what you're talking about, like tubes through, is like cylindrical, like circle holes through the middle of it.
Yeah.
That I would say that used to be a dead ringer for a bad product.
Yep.
There may be the odd product out there now where that it's like it's come along and maybe some of them are okay now.
Structurally sound for sure. Yeah.
But the one profile that I still have yet to see a good product on is one where it's like it's almost completely hollow, just with this, like some ribs in the middle. I don't know how to describe it, but like the wall of the decking would only be an eighth of an inch thick.
Yeah.
And then it would have a couple little lines through the middle of it.
That's pure like, garbage.
Fine for a top rail of a vinyl fence that's not bearing any weight or doesn't have any impact or any of that stuff. Not good for your decking. Every time I've seen a product like that, cracking issues. How do you even screw that down?
You can't.
There's not enough material there for a screw to even set into.
Pan head. You have to use a pan head screw.
It's just not good. Yeah. So look for that profile, first of all. And like the less material in that board, the lower quality it is. So if it's a full thickness board, that's a good sign. And you're going to pay more for that. There are scallop profiles that have material removed out of the back that the big manufacturers make. Fibron, Trex, TimberTech, they all make a profile like that.
Yep.
It is a little bit lower quality than their full thickness boards. But it's still mostly fine in those cases. Mm-hmm. As long as it's backed by a good brand, you know you're still okay with a good warranty. It's when you combine these things, the bad hollow core profile, which is almost always bad, and no warranty, no brand behind it.
Yep.
Simplified installation claims. So be a little leery of that too. Most of these products are fairly easy to install. They don't have to be. But if it sounds very gimmicky, its install process, if it's not using what kind of everybody else uses, it might be a red flag. It may not be. Maybe they figure something out. But often it's just because it's gimmicky, proprietary shit.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work with the universal standard clips. They got their own unique profiles and it's like...
Yeah.
I don't know. That always raises, even with good products, that raises a bit of a flag for me. Even when I know it's like this is a North American made product, but the groove profile is strange.
Yeah.
And it uses its own proprietary clips and you can't use whatever the other product uses. It's like, why? Why did you do it like that?
You have to fasten it with this block. And it's like, what? That doesn't make damn sense.
It just raises the red flag a little bit. Vague or missing specifications. So if it doesn't tell you anything, if there's no information out there about its load capacity, how it performance against the elements, maintenance requirements, industry standards. If you go into pretty much any manufacturer website, if you go into any manufacturer's website, legitimate, you can find all their testing detail notes. If you want to get really technical, you can find their technical bulletins and be like, oh, look it, this one has good traction because its coefficient of resistance is
whatever.
Is this number?
Whatever the number is.
It's like, that should be there. If it's not been tested, you are the test.
Yeah.
You're the guinea pig. You're going to find out firsthand how good or bad that board is.
You're paying to test it.
And let them know so that they can print a label for it.
Be sure to email the company.
Yeah. And then the final one is the cost is just too good to be true. And this should be, to your point, people
you know
you're buying a shit product. Convince yourself to be okay with it. Because the other stuff, you don't want to spend that much. Okay.
Yeah.
Then deal with the consequence, I guess. And you just can't talk some people out of it. Like, we get it all the time. People will be like, oh, I found it cheaper over at this little place in a strip mall. It's like, yeah, you will.
Yeah.
Would you like to know why that's cheaper? No. I'm just going to go there because you guys are telling me it's $3 for Trex and I can get this stuff for... $2.
Yeah, it's like, that's okay.
But
listen, don't be mad at us in a year from now. You don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to be worried that in a year from now when your deck completely falls apart and the boards are all smashed and cracked, Don't be so proud that you can't walk in here. It's okay. We've seen a number of people go through this exact same scenario, and that's okay. Go buy that decking, put it on, and then in a year or two, come back here. You will have saved a bunch. We're still going to be here selling the same product because that's what we do. We stay here. You won't be able to buy replacement boards because the ones you bought are gone. That like they make them for 1 year and then the company's gone. So anyways, the price is too good to be true. Don't buy decking off Facebook Marketplace.
The thing that people need to understand is like, it's not that I couldn't get that board and sell it to you. Like you don't, there's no reason to not trust me. I chose not to sell that to you for a reason. Because I care more about more than just my own profits.
I can
buy that from China too for 75 cents on a foot and sell it to you for $2 and make a ton of money. It would be the best margin board in my store.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. I'm not going to do that.
Yep.
Because I care about you having a good experience. I don't want you to go through spending a big chunk of your savings on what's supposed to be this like lifelong purchase and this deck that you're supposed to be able to enjoy and have that turn into a nightmare 3 years from now. I can do that for you.
Yep.
And just, I choose not to.
How was that guy? I was, I couldn't believe he was leaving. I'm going to do it. And I was like, man, I just like really, it's funny when you feel so strongly about something. And it wasn't, I actually didn't feel so strongly that he purchased from us even. I told him, I was like, I understand you're probably not buying anything from me and that's okay. I don't care. But when you go back to that other store, please don't buy that decking. Buy pressure treated lumber from them and pressure treated deck boards. And then in 5 years from now, replace, don't do anything to that pressure treated decking. Just put it on and leave it. Don't stain it. Don't do anything. And then in 5 years from now, come back and we'll tear that decking up, put some G tape on your joists and put new composite down. And don't buy the, like if you're going to buy cheap stuff, buy disposable stuff.
Yeah.
Don't have it in your head that you're going to put this composite on and be good. So anyways, I couldn't believe it. I was so shocked that he was going to do that.
Excuse me. I mean, you just can't talk some people out of it sometimes. They just have to experience it for themselves. I had a neighbor, not a neighbor, but like around the corner from me. And I've run into this a number of times, but I didn't know these people. But it was like last summer or the summer before I drove by and they had a lift of that crap sitting in the driveway. And like part of me wanted to go knock at the door and be like, don't put that on your deck. But then it's like they would never listen to me because they've probably already had somebody tell them not to. And even if they didn't, like, that's a strange conversation. Some guy shows up at the door and it's like, well, what? How do you know? Because I own a deck store. Oh, yeah, of course.
Do you want me to buy your stuff?
You just want me to take this back and come buy your shit, right?
No. Take it back and just buy lumber.
There's no way you could actually save them from that decision.
Yeah.
But you look at it and it's just like, well, shit. Like, that person's going to get screwed. And there's nothing you can do about it. So, but it's like, that's why we do this podcast. Try to help people make that decision in the first place. So the other thing here's some recommendations. So how do you avoid these things in the first place? Well, shopping local is always a better idea. And that's because the people that own the local lumberyard don't want to sell you shit product either because it's going to come back on them generally.
Yeah.
There's some shit lumberyards out there. I'm sure there is. But generally, I mean, we talked about one that took a whole bunch of shit. But generally, shop at a place that's more local because they're not driven by, you know, by shareholders and profits is not it's always the number one thing that has to be done. Like, so they do actually care about customer service. Generally, they have better customer service.
Yep.
Generally, they're going to carry better products because it's a reflection of their business as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd also say, like, and I'm not just trying to, like, gear people towards our store, although obviously I am.
Sure.
But shop at places that do give you multiple options. Because the other thing I don't like is that when you go in, even if they only sell, even if the brand they sell is good, you're not going to get an honest opinion and your best interests aren't going to be hurt if you go into a lumberyard that carries one brand.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what brand, Fibron, TimberTech, Trex, whatever it is. If you walk in there, all you're going to hear is about why that one's the best. Well, it may be a fantastic product, but maybe it's not right for what you're trying to do, what your requirements are.
Yeah.
You may need an alternative.
Yeah. I do think that most of the reputable brands now have multiple lines, and so you can like you can find a product within that. Like even if you want to buy, if it's only Trex, well, Trex has a board that's in Canadian dollars, obviously. Trex has a board that's $350 a foot, and they have a board that's $14 a foot, and they have all the prices in between.
Yeah.
And so, and they come with different, like, not different warranties, but they come with different features. And so there's some that have better durability, and there's some that have plugs, and there's, you know, like it,
yeah,
it changes, right? So if the lumberyard carries one brand, that's okay. They are going to absolutely steer you towards that brand because that's the only one they have.
Yeah.
So they'll walk you up and down the lineup, and maybe there's some stuff in there that works for you.
But the difference might be that you might go in and be like, I have a budget price point, yeah, but I also require durability. Excuse me, scratching because I've got large dogs.
Yeah.
And the brand they carry, maybe at their budget price point, durability is not one of the top features of it. But this brand over here actually is quite a bit more durable at the same price point at the budget. You don't necessarily have to go to the premium to get durability maybe on this one over here.
Correct.
Or traction or the right color or whatever it might be.
Yep.
So you're restricting yourself if you're shopping within one brand solely.
That's for sure. That's true.
Yeah. So there, and like, yeah, you just won't get the, you just won't get the honest opinion. We carry six brands for a reason because not any one brand is the best at everything. It just depends on what people are looking for. The aesthetic, the traction, the heat, the durability, the price points.
Contractor called me the other day and was just like, if you were building your own deck right now, what board would you put on it? And I gave him three boards, three different brands. All different
brands, yeah.
All different lines. I was just like, I can't, man. I can't answer that question. What do you have? And so he's like, well, I got dogs. And I was like, okay, well then. How big are your dog? 80 pounds. Okay. So then either this board at an entry level price or this board at a premium price point.
Yeah.
And I was like, or if you don't care about scratching, then this one.
Yeah.
He was just like, well, you didn't give me an answer at all. I was like, good luck.
Yeah. But yeah. It's our job to get to a recommendation, but sometimes
it's hard.
Like sometimes not just cut and dried.
It's not cut and dried. Yeah, because he was looking for like a natural wood look. He wanted it to like look like wood. He wanted it to be durable.
Yeah. I don't talk, like I don't do sales anymore at all, but I used to. And I work the trade shows all the time, which I get to talk to people about the same questions. Well, what would you do? What would you do? What board would you pick if it was your deck? And all I can tell people is like, well, there needs to be some context to the question. But what I did do, what I actually ended up doing was this board right here. And I show them Fibron Cottage Good Life because that's what I...
That's what you did
have on my deck. Yep. It's like, I've been through this and this is what I did do. Now, that was done with Shane money in mind and the color of my house in mind and whatever, right? Like, so that was done within like, and maybe not money, it was like through a store or whatever, but it was, but I didn't want to spend, I couldn't justify spending what I really would have loved to do at that time, which was AZEK Vintage.
Yeah.
If I got to do like, cost no concern, I would have done AZEK Vintage, no question.
Coastline
at that time.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
That was what it was between. It was like either I'm gonna do Coastline with Dark Hickory or I'm gonna do Fibron Cottage with, and what I ended up doing is Clubhouse Ironwood Border. And it's like I just couldn't, like, I just didn't want to open it all the way up and be like, oh, I'll just take the most expensive shit. So I like I settled. I love it, but my answer today now is different because there's new products in the market now too.
Right.
I didn't have the option of even going to Fibron Beach House or Cabana at that time. They weren't out yet.
Right.
I would do a little bit more money and get the very good ones for sure now. No question.
Absolutely.
And there's some other premium boards out there too that would be, that I would probably choose over AZEK Vintage anymore. Still be up there, AZEK Vintage. But anyway, so it's just, it's a hard question to answer. Everybody's got their own context. And we've talked about this a lot too, where it's like you can't sell with your own wallet. Like, you don't know what somebody else's budget is. They may be less or more than yours.
Yep.
You personally might be like, well, I could never do a deck out of a product that's $12 a linear foot. And for somebody else that walks through the door, they'd be like, no problem. That's the best stuff. I want the best
that's
stuff.
That's what I want.
I make $800,000 a year. That's not a concern to me.
Right.
Put it on my deck.
Yep. Yeah.
So there's that too.
Always.
What would you do? Doesn't matter what I would do.
Yeah. Typically that question results in me doing some fact finding. That's what happens. What would you put on your deck?
Yeah.
What they're trying to say is, what they're trying to do is get, they want to avoid the crappy products. Yes. What would you do? What's the best product? And it's like, hey, listen, I get to pick what products we sell here. Yeah. I've chosen all the good ones. Like,
correct.
What features and benefits do you need
yeah.
to make sure it aligns with what your requirements
Any
are?
Any of these are fine.
Yeah. So, yeah. Cottage works fine for me. No big dogs, lots of kids, but whatever. Like,
yeah.
Anyway.
You know what doesn't work fine?
What?
Shit from the box stores.
Generally.
Doesn't work fine.
And if you ever run into something you're not sure, ask somebody. Ask an expert. Ask us. Shoot us a message. Like, I don't care.
Take a picture and send it on Instagram.
Sure. We talk to people all the time from different markets. We have no chance of selling them anything.
Yeah.
But they just, like, heard the podcast, saw us on YouTube, whatever.
Yeah, I'm in South Carolina.
They're like, you guys are, like, beyond nerds about this shit.
Yeah.
What do you think about this? Like, I don't know. We just had somebody the other day. I was like, yesterday, Robbie, in our stores, but, like, asking us about a brand that, like, pretty, I don't want to shit on them, but it's like, it's a brand that's just like, it doesn't have much distribution. I don't know if the product's good or not. It's like, I'll tell you straight up, I don't know much about it, but
yep.
But certainly it's a very expensive mistake to make. So,
yep.
Anything else to add to that, Wade? Or are you just ready to go home? It's midnight. It.
Yeah, you hit 12.
12:00 on the nose. That should be the end of this then, I guess. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you again.
Hey, thank you for listening to the Ultimate Deck Podcast. Now you know what we're about. Check the site, come and shop, ultimatedeckshop.com. Hit us right away for sponsorships, or tell us if you want to collaborate. Let's go. Check us out on any social networks. Thank you for listening.